Amen. You may take your seats. Thank you so much. Praise team and band, what a wonderful time of worship that was. My wife and I went to a very fine church last Sunday in Sonoy, Georgia. Actually a little north of Sonoy, Georgia, which is right in the center of Georgia. And it was a very large church, and they have four or five services on Sunday morning, each service about 3,000 people. And their praise team, we just missed our praise and worship. We really did. Their instrumentals were fine, the voices were fine, but they sang two songs, and then the message, and then everybody got out of there exactly, on time. We know that doesn't always happen here, amen? If you would please take your Bibles and turn in them to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. We end our series, Encounters with Christ, this day with a message called Crowned. And we're going to talk about the five crowns that are available to all Christians. As a matter of fact, if you have your Bible with the Word of God all over the sanctuary, whether in printed or digital format, please hold them up. Amen. Praise God. I come to you as I do each week with this greeting saying, grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And it has been such a blessing here this morning. I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. And David said, King David said, thy word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against the Lord. Hidden means memorized. The word that I have memorized is the word that I can and have utilized. When Jesus was confronted by Satan in the wilderness, he said, it is written in the word of the Lord. Satan is not worried about your degrees. He's not worried about your service to the church. He's not worried about my preaching. He's not worried about any of our accomplishments. But he is terrified of the Word of the living God. Because in God's Word, he is defeated every single time. He has no defense against God's Word. Christians, you have victory in the Word of God. I am what this Bible says that I am. I can do what this Bible says I can do. And I can have all the things that this Bible says that I can have, as impossible as things may seem, for nothing is impossible to those that believe and are called to the purposes of God. Amen? And so I ask today, how are you called? Because you have been called from the beginning of God's Word. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, in verse number 5, it said, and God said, and light became. In other words, God said, let light in me be. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Verse 14, and God said. Verse 20, and God said. Verse 24, and God said. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. You are created in the image of the Almighty God Himself. In verse 29, God said, let me give unto man all of the creation. All will be within His dominion. So you have been given gifts beyond measure by your Heavenly Father. But then in verse 31, it says that God saw. And God saw. After all of those things of God said, it says, verse 31, chapter 1 says, and God saw. What did God see? God saw what He had said. And what He had said was all things that He had created, including you in the image of, in His image, and it was very good. Not just His creation, but His gifts to you. You have been gifted beyond all measure. And today we're going to talk about how gifted you truly are. So Christians, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in Him. Give Him praise in the house of the Lord, Living Hope Church. Amen. Listen, there is one message that the world is desperately trying to forget. It is the triumph of the cross of Calvary by the precious blood of the Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we just sang a moment ago, I want you to know that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of God's Son has the power to break every chain that's holding you prisoner. It can break the chains of alcoholism. It can break the chains of drug addiction. It can break every chain, break every chain, break every chain in your life. It is His blood that gives us the life. It is His blood that gives us power. Life and power to our lives. Life and power to our prayers. Life and power to my preaching. That's why it is so important that I get away once in a while and rest and come back renewed and re-energized. And I am so blessed that Brother Divine and Brother Ivan have felt called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I can go away and I can do a little bit of some retreats and get myself re-energized so I can preach a little better. That you deserve, as the King's kids, you deserve the best that God has to offer. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been saved, you have been redeemed, and you have been made into a member of the royal family of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, Living Hope Church. When you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are now, theologically speaking, royalty. Royal blood runs through your veins. You are one of the King's kids. And light that went out of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden has been returned to you. The Shekinah glory of God, when He reaches down and places that new spirit in you, the light of God goes on in your life and Satan cannot stand it. The demons cannot stand to be in the presence of you. So when you walk out the doors today, you declare the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and watch every demon in Broward County flee and tremble. Friends, it is important that you know who you truly are in Christ Jesus. Listen, once you believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, you become very, very special to God. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that? Marguerite, Allie, Ruth Ann, Cliff, have you ever thought that you become very special to God? Why? You become special because you trusted His Son. God the Father has only one Son. And God loves His Son so much that when a person trusts in Jesus Christ, God will do incredible, amazing, creation-moving things for that person. You are that special to your Heavenly Father. You have become a chosen generation of God. If you are in the Word of God in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, please say Amen. Here comes the great part. I get to read from the Word of God, and we get to hear what God has to say. It says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." May the Lord add His blessing upon His word. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 20 through 21 say, "My people, my chosen, this people that I have formed for myself." Jot that down on your margin. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 20 and 21. But that is amazing. But it is exactly what the Word of God claims. Because God is actually creating a new race of people upon this earth. How is that possible? How is that possible? How can it be that believers from Asia, from China, from Russia, Africa, India, Europe, the Americas, the islands, Canada, and all the other nations of the world form a new race of people? How is it that Caucasians and African Americans and people from the islands and people from Asia and people from all over the world form a new race of people? It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And only through His blood. And that redeeming blood has the power to save. It has the power to put incredible resources at your beck and call. You know, we're going through tough times in our country right now. But I've said so many times that we do not have a skin problem in this nation. We have a sin problem in this nation. There's nothing that's going through this nation right now that cannot be solved through the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the coming of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, the Spirit of God is changing people inwardly. It changes you within your heart, within your minds. It changes you within your lives. It changes you where it really matters in your relationship between you and God the Father. Do you want to be a chosen generation? A royal priesthood? For those of you that are sitting here in the sanctuary, that can only happen through the blood of Jesus Christ. Come to Calvary. If you're watching on the internet, that can only happen through the blood of Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through the Father. You see, the Spirit of God is changing people. When a person is saved, God implants His divine nature into that believer. The believer gets a new spirit. You know, far too often, we Christians live a defeated life because we've forgotten the blood sacrifice that was paid for us. Far too often, Christians live a defeated life because we've forgotten who we are. We've become a chosen generation because we have been born again. Born of the living God, that's John 3:3. We have become a chosen generation because we have a renewed mind. That is said in Romans 12:2. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, we have become a chosen generation because we are a new creature, a new creation in Christ. Ephesians 4:24 says, we have become a chosen generation because we are now the new man. The new man. The new man and woman of God. And we become a new creation, Ezekiel 36:26, because we have received a new spirit. When you are saved, God reaches down inside of you, pulls out that old dead spirit of the world, and puts in the living spirit of His holiness, His righteousness, His justness, goes straight into you. We are a chosen generation. Believers become a royal priesthood. To a person that has never given his life to Jesus Christ, God can seem so far away. But I want you to know, whether you're here in this sanctuary or watching on the internet or a DVD, God is waiting right next to you. He's here with you now. There is no need to go through life alone. There is no need to face an eternity of separation from God. You can receive Jesus Christ today right where you are. You can receive Jesus Christ where you are sitting in this sanctuary. You can pray to receive Jesus Christ driving in your car. You can pray to receive Jesus Christ anywhere at all. But do it. Do it. There is not a person in Living Hope Church that is a born-again believer that's not praying for you today to come to Jesus Christ. But the lost person, God seems so far away because there's no personal relationship. There's no close fellowship for them with God. You see, I love going in that back room on Sunday mornings with the prayer team. That prayer team brings on the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what happened to me this morning. They pray, and you can tell that they are talking directly to their Father. They're not talking to some God that's far away. They're not talking to some God of theory. They're talking to a personal, living God. You know, therefore, the lost have always felt the need to have priests. You ever notice that? They always felt the need to have a priest or a body of people who would dedicate their lives to God and would carry their needs to God. But the glorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that when we receive Him as our Savior, God creates us into a royal priesthood. Listen to me, church. God has made a royal priest out of every single one of you. That is who you are in Christ. When that happens, God gives you open access to His presence forever and ever. And you can actually approach God anytime, anywhere, any circumstances. You have no need of some priest or someone to confess your sins to. You can go right to the source. You can go right to God the Father and apologize. Father, I am so sorry for the way I acted. Please forgive me. In fact, God expects us to live in His presence. That's where we are expected to be. Being a royal priesthood simply means that we are priests that have been assigned royalty status. We're not just regular priests. We're royal priests. Royal blood flows through your veins. That's who you are. We are priests that belong to the sovereign majesty of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am. We are the priesthood of God Almighty Himself. We are the priests that will rule and reign with Christ and who serve and worship God face to face, day by day, hour by hour, and moment by moment. You can praise God and worship Him anywhere in your life. We are the priests that live and move freely in the presence of Almighty God. In the Old Testament, they had the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, where the priest would go in there and they tie a rope to him with a bell on his belt. And if he went into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was, in an unworthy manner, he would be struck dead by the Lord. The way they would know that is they heard the bell hit the floor. And so they drag him out of there. They tie a rope around the next guy and say, "You're up." Not us. We can go directly into the presence of our Father with the deepest things we have in our heart and ask forgiveness. Now, here's the best part. You ready for this? Royalty wears a crown. Royalty comes with a crown. I'm not sure. Is anybody in here with me? Royalty wears a crown. Amen. Now we're talking. Wait a minute, preacher. I have a crown? Well, I'd like to apologize for my inaccuracy. You do not have a crown. Every believer has at least 5 crowns available. Are you guys ready to hear about them? First, I'm so glad you asked. First, we have a crown that is imperishable. A crown that is imperishable. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, reading from the Word of God. You should see it up on the screen. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do this for an imperishable crown." Paul compares our lives to running a race. Athletes today run and compete for trophies and medals. In Paul's day, they competed for a wreath that they would wear on their head. But that wreath would eventually die. It would eventually become corrupt and fall away. However, the crown and the fame of the genuine Christian runner will never pass away. When you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are crowned with that imperishable crown. You are saved once and for all of eternity. You have put off the corruptible for the incorruptible. You will be from God, with God from everlasting to everlasting. And when you have been in heaven 1 trillion times 1 trillion times 1 trillion times 1 trillion years, not even the first second of eternity will have made a tick on the clock. Time will be no more. You are totally incorruptible. Sure, this flesh may die. I've told the children so many times, one day you may hear that Pastor Larry has died. Don't you believe it for a second. I'm walking the streets of glory for all of eternity with my King, the Lord Jesus Christ. And because our crown and fame have been given by God and incorruptible, and as God is incorruptible and imperishable, our crown is as well. And all God's people said. Amen. So not only do we have a crown that is imperishable, now we see that we have a crown of rejoicing. A crown of rejoicing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, this should be up on the screen. "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of Lord Jesus Christ at His coming?" You see, the word here is Stephanos. It's not diadem, but it is Stephanos, that crown. In other words, it's a victor's crown. You have a crown of victory. The picture here, picture this, is that we are in a spiritual battle for the souls of all mankind. When you share the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost person, you are doing that in the enemy land, in the enemy territory. But friends, we have been given a job by God. In fact, we have been given only one job by Almighty God. We've been told to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. It's a job that it is impossible for us to fail at. You say, well, wait a minute, Pastor Larry. I've shared the gospel many times and people have not come to Christ. Not your job. Not my job. Our job is to share the gospel. People make a decision and the Holy Spirit is the one that saves them. You cannot fail when you share the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're in enemy land, you're in outlaw lands. Picture it like one of those old westerns where the gunfighter just shot another bad guy and he puts another notch on his belt. That's another one down. That is what that means. But when someone receives Christ, we know that someday Christ will return and we will be caught up to be with Him. Amen? And what a day of rejoicing that will be when we are able to see all of the people that have been saved because we shared the gospel. I give the invitation each and every week here. Each and every week, we seldom get someone coming forward for salvation. Most of you folks are saved, and I totally get that. But we don't know what's happening out there on the internet. We don't know what's happening because I shared the gospel with you and put it on your heart to share the gospel. Matter of fact, look at your notes right above the passage there. What does it say? Did I share the gospel this week? Friends, we don't know what will happen. What we do know is that there's a crown of rejoicing when we get to heaven and somebody walks up and say, Stephen, thank you so much for sharing the gospel and for being so kind to me. I didn't accept then. I didn't accept the next year. But a few years later, I got into bad trouble, and I was just thinking about what you said. And I picked up a Bible, and I received Jesus Christ as Lord because you shared the gospel with me. Isn't that glorious? Isn't that glorious to look forward to? You listen, friends, and we do this individually, one by one, personally sharing the gospel with people, and we do it corporately in our serving, in our missions, pardon me. In our corporate worship each week. This is called corporate gospel sharing. I'm sharing with you guys and sharing with folks on the internet. But we also do it through our missions giving. Please, when you give, I want you to understand that a very nice percentage of what is given goes to missions. Those missionaries have one job. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Period. Amen? So first we see the crown that's imperishable. Second, we saw the crown of rejoicing. Now, let's put on our crown of righteousness. The crown of righteousness. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 8, we see, finally, there is laid up for me, what is that? The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. What day? When we stand in His presence. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing. Don't miss those words. Do you see Paul's testimony here in 2 Timothy chapter 4? Traditionally, this was only a couple of hours before Paul was executed. He was a Roman, so he would have been decapitated. His head would have been removed with a sword. So shortly before he is to be executed, he writes this. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. He's fought the good fight against all odds. He's kept the faith despite his suffering. He has finished the race because he never quit. Don't you ever give up sharing the gospel. It's your one job. Therefore, Paul knows that Christ Himself has declared him righteous and is presenting this crown. Christ, if you've received Jesus Christ, has declared you as righteous in the presence of God Almighty. You are in right standing, clean and pure as the driven snow. Don't miss this. This crown goes to all, what did that last part of that verse say? All that love Christ's appearing. Is that you? Is that you? Are you so excited about the idea of Jesus Christ's return that you can't hardly wait? That you want to jump and sing and get all the uptight Christians freaked out? That's what I want to do. Guys, I go to places and I see people worshiping God. I went, wait a minute, pause here. Do you realize who you are singing to? Do you realize that you are singing to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? The one that has redeemed you by His own blood. That crown is for you, so fight the good fight. Keep the faith. Finish the race. Friends, I want a huge crown of righteousness. I don't want a Burger King cap. So we have the crown that is imperishable, the crown of rejoicing, the crown of righteousness. And now comes, we see that we receive the crown of glory. The crown of glory. Look in 1 Peter 5:4. You should have it up on the screen. And it says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." What does this passage mean? It means that the faithful believer will share in the glory of heaven. You will share in the glory of heaven. I'm going to say that again. You will share in the glory of heaven. This crown refers to the glory of the rule and the reign of Jesus Christ and our heavenly service in heaven as we rule and reign with Him forever and forever and forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen. This crown refers to the glory of the rule and the reign of Christ and our heavenly service that we have done here on earth. Here on earth. Wait a minute, Pastor. You mean there's a list of my rewards? I'm so glad you asked. Yes, there is. When you leave today, we have a newsletter for everyone. Take one per family, but if you're here, multiple members of, you know, extended families, take extra. Look on the back page. There's 75 gifts that you already have as a born-again believer. We have the passage air, and we tell you what that gift is. Amen? Amen. All right. First, we have the crown that is imperishable. Then we have the crown of rejoicing, the crown of righteousness, the crown of glory, and now, praise be to God the Father. Number five, we see the crown of life. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, we read these words. He's talking to the persecuted church at Laodicea. He says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer." Christians, let me pause for a second here. Don't think just because you're saved, your life's going to be hunky-dory. Don't think you're not going to suffer. Jesus, talking to John, says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Don't worry about what happens in this life. If you are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and someone ridicules you, you're suffering for Christ. That's part of the crown of life. If someone wants to kill you before because you're a Christian, guess what? Picture this now. They're killing you because you're a Christian. And that's like the limo just pulled up and is going to take you straight to heaven. They don't realize what they're doing. Don't worry about those kinds of things. But Jesus is saying, even if it means your death, do not worry because you have a crown of life. This is the eternal crown of life. Men can kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul. Why? Because you belong to Jesus Christ. You belong to Jesus. Friends, because you have believed in Jesus Christ, you will have eternal, everlasting life in heaven. Listen, I'm going to share something that I heard recently. It's about ownership. You guys ready for a nugget here? You guys ready for a good nugget to wrap this thing up? Have you ever gone through the drive-thru, get your bag of food, supersize your meal? I can't do that anymore. I got everybody in the world watching me, including you guys. But you go through, get your bag, pull forward, and discover you didn't have everything that you paid for. Isn't that frustrating? Did it again. Young lady in there, quit talking to whoever you're talking to and get my supersized fries in this bag. So you go, being a Christian, you patiently go back through the loop, get back in the long line of, to nowhere, get to the window and you say, I didn't get my fries I paid for. What happens? They say, can I see your receipt? And so you show them the receipt. See? Right here. See? Paid for. My fries. Paid for. Paid for. Are you getting it? Friends, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, He declared, it is finished. In other words, paid in full. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise in His house. And today, can you imagine how Jesus Christ feels when Satan gets you to acting like you belong to him? Jesus produces the receipt. Paid for. Written in His blood shed on the cross of Calvary. And He says, I paid for him. I paid for her. Give him back. Give him back. Paid in full. Jesus stands you up. He has the Holy Spirit impress your heart and says, have you forgotten who you are? Have you forgotten that you're paid for? Lift up your eyes. Lift up your heart. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Christians. And rejoice, for I am your Redeemer. Because of me, you have the imperishable crown. Because of me, you have the crown of rejoicing. Because of me, you have the crown of righteousness. Because of me, you have the crown of glory. Because of me, you have the crown of life. Where does all this come from? I say again that there is power in the blood of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Amen. Hallelujah. And when all of the chains are broken, when every tear has been dried, and every sorrow and wound has been healed, when time is no more and eternity begins, when all of the saints have arrived in heaven and we are able to clearly see our King Jesus, we will look into the eyes of our precious Savior. We'll take those crowns, those five crowns that we have, and while every head bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, we will lay those crowns at the feet of our Savior and declare for all ages, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy. I can think of no better way to finish than with the last verse of the Bible. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen and amen. And all God's people said, amen. Every head bowed.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit our website at www.lhcfl.com. Visit us on Facebook or get the ChurchLink app from the App Store. Again, thank you, and we hope to see you in service soon. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.